Michael Doherty, PRO of the Mike Action Group, you've given another weekly update, of course, on social media about what is going on regarding the potential or revised new scheme once again. And it's understood negotiations between the Micah homeowners side and those from the Department of Housing have now concluded. What's your feeling after the close of these negotiations regarding any prospect of change whatsoever?
Well, I think, you know, this has all been about stages and legs of a journey. It's a 10-year campaign. We got to the point where it was brought to absolutely new heights in terms of the social media, in terms of the monster demonstrations in Dublin that saw between 20 and 30,000 people turn up, not on one but on two occasions, just ahead of the announcement of the enhanced scheme. The enhanced scheme is the enhanced version of the 90-10 scheme, which failed outright. And now, in the next 2 weeks, we will see what this enhanced scheme looks like. And at this point in time, on a 10-year journey, it has to be right. It has to be right this time. And we're basically looking to ensure no stone is left unturned in ensuring that this time it is done right and that we don't have any issues. And that's what's critically important now. And to make that happen, the media campaign has to peak in the next 2 weeks, and along with that, the commitment, that the promises that was made by all the TDs, by the councillors, by the senators that were prepared to support us, that were jostling to jump on the platforms in Dublin on the 15th of June and on the 8th of October, we want to call them out now and see are they still up for what they said they were up for at the time, and ensure that this time round the government does the right thing. And that's really what it's all about now.
And we've seen this kind of change into a more aggressive strategy yet again from Micah campaigners. We've seen the return of Paddy Dover, welcomed by many. And we've also seen now, once again, on social media, calling on, more specifically, those government TDs who are in Micah-affected and other defective blocks-affected regions. So you're talking along the Western Seaboard. It's been cited many times, the 15 government TDs, 13 of which have pledged their support to 100% redress, at least publicly. So is the pressure now for you to put on them, for them to say to their government colleagues here, this is not going to work, we're not going to go back again to a 90-10 scheme, a 60-40 scheme, we can't just change the title page and say it's all right. We have to deliver what these people want and what these people need.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're not going back to ask these 13 out of the 15 TDs, are they still standing over? They've already committed. They already got the glory for doing that. This is now about accountability. This is now about them standing up to their own party leaders and telling their party leaders on no uncertain terms that we will, that they will not throw their people under the bus for the sake of the party. It has to be people first, because people have their homes. People's homes must come first. Then you worry about the rest of what's going on in life. At the minute, we're in a situation where we have spiralling costs in terms of cost of living. We can't expect homeowners to go back out there and look for more money to go along with a scheme that is there to compensate for the failings of the government in the first place that allowed this whole debacle to happen. So our position is very clear. The 13 TDs that already declared their support, we just want to make sure when the time comes that they're prepared to stand over it. And if they're not, they'll be called out. And then we have the other six affected counties as well, from the Midlands heading across by the Eastern Seaboard. It's all quite new to them, but they are taking an active interest now at this stage, since it was declared that there are defective concrete blocks in their counties as well. And we'll be also be calling on them to stand up. So we could have 12 counties here that we'd be looking to galvanise the TDs with them. We don't need the TDs in masses from these 12 counties. All we need is a few of these TDs to cross the floor with opposition, and that's the end of this government. And as far as we're concerned, this government is on their last chance. Their last chance, and their declaration in 2 weeks is either all in or out you go, because we're spending no more time with this government that failed us last time round. We will see whether they've learned anything from that or not. And now this time, they either make it happen, or do they walk away and say, that's the end of it? Because we're certainly walking away from them.